This morning I'm proclaiming the word of God from the Colossians reading, Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 to 20. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, through your word, fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that being redeemed in Christ, we may give thanks to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. In the rite of holy baptism, sometimes we use a series of petitions giving thanks to God for the gift of water and giving thanks to God for what he has done through this created gift. One of the prayers is this: for the waters of the Red Sea, through which you led your people out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land, gracious Father, we thank you. Now that prayer is recalling for us the words from Exodus, where we hear of God delivering his people from slavery into freedom, and a long journey it was for freedom for those people. They could not save themselves while they were in slavery in Egypt. God had to deliver them. He heard their voice crying out for freedom from oppression, and in his grace he acted. By his mighty power, by his outstretched arm, he led his people even through the waters of the Red Sea on dry land out of Egypt. They were saved from slavery, slaved from those who pursued them, delivered by God into a new way of life. Now, I'll bet many of you here, when I talk about that, have images in your minds. Maybe you first heard this story in Sunday school, or maybe you've seen movies which depict this, or maybe as you've grown up, you've given more thought to what this might mean. It appeals to our imaginations. We can see in our mind's eye what is going on. And if we have that picture, we have a good picture to help us understand what St. Paul is talking about in today's Colossians reading. It's a picture here of deliverance that God has worked for us in Christ Jesus, out of slavery to powers of darkness, through redemption in Christ into the freedom of the children of God, living in the kingdom of God with Christ Jesus, our true sovereign. Let's listen again to what we hear in this Colossians reading. St. Paul writes, "May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." Here St. Paul is saying very clearly that it is God who enables us to live in a new way, in a new community. All of us have our own path of faith. As individuals, our path of faith is unique, non-repeatable. And it's good for us as Christian people to consider how God is at work in our lives, has been at work, giving us the gift of faith through his holy word. But as Christian people, we also recognize that we hold faith in common. Our path is unique, but our confession of faith is a common confession. You confirmees today will be making this common confession of faith in the Apostles' Creed, the creed first proclaimed, confessed at your baptism. It's a creed, a confession that we all make here in this church. We recognize that we have unique paths of faith, but we are joined together in the whole community, not just here and now, but also through time. What St. Paul calls, with all the saints in light. Those who have gone before us, who have confessed the faith. All those alive in Christ. Because it's God's work for us, this deliverance, it's a cause for joy. This is what St. Paul writes. God the Father has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In the Exodus picture, we think of slavery in Egypt. And we can picture that deliverance from slavery, even through God's mighty acts. The winds driving back the Red Sea, the people walking on dry land. St. Paul here tells us how God has transferred us from slavery to the powers of darkness into the new kingdom, and it's in the redemption won for us in Christ Jesus, and that is in the forgiveness of sins. It's by having our sins forgiven in Christ that we are freed from slavery to the powers of darkness. Now, there are many ways to think about this. Just one way for today. Often in life, when we trip up and sin, we can feel like giving up. If this is who we are, if this is what we're made of, if this is all we can do by our own strength, then sin will overpower us and there is no hope for us. If there is a God, we can think, then there is only just condemnation. In fact, the way that the thief on the cross spoke today. That's a reasonable conclusion and a right and just one according to our sin. But redemption is the forgiveness of sins in Christ. A word of the Father to us in Christ that the weight is taken off, the stain is washed away, the debt is paid. Our forgiveness is not in our own strength, but in Christ. This means we are free from the burden and slavery of sin in thinking that it has power over us and there is no future. If it is God who pays the debt, if it is God who washes us clean in Christ, if it is God who sets the path before us, then we are always free to get back up and to walk by the power of the Spirit in the way of God. This for us is a cause of joy. We are not trapped, but free people who can take the next step ahead. In fact, when it comes to having Christ as our King and this being worked as redemption, forgiveness of sins, our own Lutheran tradition has words which puts this very clearly in the Small Catechism. Listen to this. Jesus rescued me, us all, when I was lost and sentenced to death. He set me free from all my sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. It cost him more than gold or silver. It cost him his life. Even though he was holy and innocent, he suffered and died for me. Jesus did this so that I can belong to him and he can rule over me as my king. These are personal words, words which all of us are free to take on our own lips. Jesus won us to himself, not with gold or silver, but with his own holy, innocent suffering and death. With his precious blood. This is the way that he reigns, not with brute force or threats of violence, but with self-sacrificial love. This is a true king in this world of false powers and enslaving powers. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gives himself for us so that we might live truly in his kingdom as free people. Now, as God leads us to see that Jesus is our Redeemer, he also opens our eyes to a deeper reality. The second part of the Colossians reading today is a wonderful confession of who Jesus is and what God has worked through his Son. It's a strange and strong confession that we can listen to as redeemed people and think about in a different way. Let's listen to what St. Paul writes. The Son, the Lord Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things, in heaven and on earth, were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions, or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The Word of God proclaims to us that all things were created through Christ. who himself was not created, but begotten from eternity by the Father, and that all things even now hold together in Christ. We approach this mystery as Christian people through our experience of redemption and the forgiveness of sins, because no doubt here we are dealing with mysterious words. That all that we see, and even those things which we cannot see, all of creation happened through Christ and are held together by him. This, St. Paul goes on to say, is God's revelation of himself in this world. He goes on to say, Jesus, the Lord, is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace through the blood of his cross. Jesus reigns as our King, as our Redeemer, as the one who forgives our sins by making peace for us through the blood of his cross. For us here in Bethlehem, especially on this day, this is not theory but practice. And many of you here, confirmees, experience this in a new way for the first time today, as you receive the body and blood of Christ given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. As we together come and receive and drink from the same cup, the very blood of Christ, we see that the blood of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, breaks down the barriers of the human community. Those things which seem to be the identifiers, male and female, slave or free, different ethnicities or classes, in Christ are reconciled. Through the forgiveness of sins, God makes us created in Christ, redeemed in Christ, one holy people. This is a cause of joy for us. It's Christ the King Sunday. We have a Lord, a King, who rules from the cross, who shows his kingly power in winning for us the forgiveness of sins, who holds all things together by his mighty word even now, who through his blood shows us that his reconciling power is not theory but practice. So we can together with the angels and archangels confess the holiness of God and be brought by our Father out from slavery to the powers of darkness into eternal life in Christ Jesus.